We're up to a tefillah of Yishtabach, which is the Brocha Shel Acharel of Pesukei Dezimra. In Shulchan Aruch it says that the Chazan should stand up when he says Yishtabach, but the Paiskim say that every person when they say Yishtabach, Batzim should stand, and either because it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs on the Pesukei Dezimra, or because of its chashivos, there's different reasons that one should stand when it says Yishtabach. Now, because Yishtabach is the bracha shachrav Pesukei Dezimra, one only says Yishtabach if he said Pesukei Dezimra. But if one didn't say Pesukei Dezimra, he does not say Yishtabach, it's a bracha v'atolo, it's brought down in halacha, because Yishtabach is the bracha shachrav the Pesukei Dezimra. If one comes late to shul, so he says Baruch Shomer, Miktsas Pesukei Dezimra, Rabbi Asher, Yishtabach. Therefore, the bracha could go on the Pesukei Dezimra. If one didn't say Pesukei Dezimra before davening, the Rishonim say he does not say the brachas after davening. He's mafsid these brachas, and he just says Pesukei Dezimra without the brachas. Now, if one said Pesukei Dezimra, but he didn't say Yishtabach, and he didn't make the bracha shalafoneho, so the Bialocha says, Shabura says that he still says Yishtabach, the bracha shalacharel, because we barely said Pesukei Dezimra, he shouldn't skip the bracha shalacharel, but he does say the bracha Yishtabach, which is the bracha shalacharel. Now, this bracha Yishtabach is the kana. It's found in the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says, Hasach min Yishtabach liyotzer. But it was actually preceded the Yishalmi. Like centuries. David Rabbi says, if you look, I'm sorry, the Avajam says the words Shimcha la'aba kenu hakel arashi tevis Shlomo. Maybe the Mechaber of it, his name was Shlomo, or he wrote that I call it Shlomo HaMelech. They say the Ayyam, the Maksavitri, the Rekeach, they all say that it was actually Shlomo HaMelech that wrote it. And the Rekeach, Shlomo Javazia, they actually say when Shlomo HaMelech was Mesakin this bracha. When is Mechaber this bracha? That Shlomo HaMelech was Mechaber this bracha at the time that he built his kisei that the Targum Sheni and Esther talks about with the golden animals on it, that God's Klal Yisrael came to see how it works, and Shlomo going at it the first time. And when they saw it with all its glory, with all the chokhmah that went into its building and all the glory of it, they started being Meshabeach Shlomo HaMelech. So Shlomo HaMelech said, you're being Meshabeach me? That's not how you should be Meshabeach. You should be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's at that time that he was Mechaber the Tefillah of Yishtabach. This is the Shita of many Rishonim, that this Tefillah comes from Shlomo HaMelech. Reb Chaim Vital has a different opinion where this tefillah comes from. And this is something that's based on the bracha, the tefillah Nosach Svard. That when it ends the bracha, we say, Adonai Naflois, that's Aleph, Baruch Hu Shamis is Beis, Rebunkal Masim is Reish, Habaycha Bashir is Zimra, is Hey, Melech Yochid is Mem. That's the Isis of Avram. Says Reb Chaim Vital that the Bracha was the second through Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was Mechaber this Bracha. And Shmuel Vital, the son of Reb Chaim Vital, says it's not a steer to this that the Rishonim say the Yishtabach is from Shlomo HaMelech, because it could be the first half of Yishtabach till the bracha was from Shlomo HaMelech, but the bracha aspect of it, that came from Avraham Avinu. But if we don't go like that and you say that Avraham Avinu was the one that was mechaber this bracha kipshutoi, the way the Maral says it, the way the Chaim Vital says it, that Avraham Avinu was the one that was mesaken this bracha, we have to understand this, that the Rishayna point out, that seems to be pretty boiled, the word Shlema, Shimcha al Makenu Hakel, that it refers to Shlema. If it's not referring to Shlema HaMelech, or the name of the Mechaber that was Shlema, and if it was Avram that was Mechaber, it wasn't Hashem Shlema either, like the way that Avadram writes. So why does this have this remez to the name Shlema? So the Ayvet says that the Shlema over here is not referring to a person by the name of Shlomo. Now Shlomo HaMelech or any other person. But this that the Gemara in Shavuos, the Flamen Hay tells us, that the Gemara says that the Shlomo in Sheashirim are Kadosh. That the name Shlomo in Sheashirim is Kadosh, because it's referring to Lemisha Shalim Shaloi. Kol Shlema Amur B'Shir Hashirim Kodesh. Shir Lemisha Shalim Shaloi. It's a Shir to Lemisha Shalim Shaloi. So says the Ayvitz, that that's what it's referring to, this Pesukim, this Rosh Tavis of Shlema, that is referring to Shir Lemisha Shalim Shaloi. And the reason that we have this over here is, the Mefarshim explained, because the Pesukim de Zimra corresponds in many ways to the Tefillah of Shemayna Esrei. We find that in many Tefillahs, Sanasakin with Yud Ches, Shemus of Hashem, 18 aspects corresponding to the Yichas Brochus of Shemayna Esrei. So Yishtabach is the end of Pesukim de Zimra, corresponds to the end of the Shemayna Esrei, and at the end of Shalom of Shemayna Esrei. We down Sim Shalom, this Gemara of Shemayna Esrei is the Brocha of Shalom. So too over here at the end of Pesukim Zimra, which corresponds to it, there's Shalom. This aspect of Shalom, Merum is in it. Now in Yishtabach, there are many Ramazim that the Rishayim talk about. But we're just going to mention the two that are Negeya, that are brought out of the Halacha, either 13 or 15, depending how you count. But from the word Shiru, Shvacha, Hal, Vizimra, Oizum, Shalom, Netzach, Kedula, Gvura, Tila, Tiferes, Kedusha, Malchus is 13 words. And they correspond to the Yigil Midish, Atari, Nidrashat, Behen, to the Yigil Midish of Rachamim. Some add Brachas, Vaidois, which is 15. And the mile of 15 is the 15 Shamalisim, the 15, the Shainis that Meshavech HaKadosh Baruch Hu with, the Rishayim say is because Hashem gave Klai Yisrael a bracha b'chas kainim with 15 words. So, to correspond to that, many times we find the number 15 when we daven, we thank Hashem, and that's the Shem Alitzin, and that's Yishtabach. So the Zohar says that they're supposed to be said at once. The Magen Avraham learned that it means B'neshima Achas, in one breath, from the beginning of Shir to the end of Hoidoyetz, the Shalom learned. The Goyim, the Chayodim, the Ayvets, they strongly disagree, and they say it's not supposed to be said by Neshima Achas, because then one says it quickly, without proper Kavanah, without proper concentration, because he's saying it quickly. But what it just means is that there's not supposed to be a Hefsik between them, because it's supposed to be Nikr, that it's one Hemshech of a number of either 13 or 15. Now let's go to the Biur of this Tefillah. We say, Yishtabach Shimcha. We should be praised, your name, La'ad, forever, Malkeinu, our King. Hokel HaMelech, the King, HaGolov HaKadosh. So we say, HaGolov HaKadosh, what does this mean, HaGolov HaKadosh? So the Siach Yitzchok explains that the Goyim think that Gedula is in Shemayim and Kedusha is on the ground in regard to Hashem. Meaning, people can't be makir the Galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only in Shemayim where they're great, they can be makir the Galus of Hashem. So it's Galus of Shemayim, and it's Kadosh in this world, because Hashem's Mufar Shemuvdol from this world. So therefore we say, HaKel HaMelech HaGadol VaKadosh B'Shamayim U'Va'aretz, that Hashem is Galus of Kadosh, Sayin Shemayim and Sayin Aretz. Because a person through being misbinding can be makir the Galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. And also Hashem is Kadosh, He's Muvdol and Mufresh from anything in Shemayim as well. As we said over from Chaim Vital, Meshpil Lirois, B'Shamayim U'Va'aretz. If you read of Hashem, to see, even in Shemayim. So we say over here, Gola B'Shamayim U'Va'aretz. Hashem is Gola B'Kadosh in Shemayim and in Aretz. The Rekech and other Rishayim say what it refers to is that Hashem is Kadosh B'Shamayim U'Va'aretz because Klal Yisrael and the Malachim both say Kadosh. So Hashem is Kadosh B'Shamayim U'Va'aretz. And the feed this pshat, B'Shamayim, these two pshat and B'Shamayim U'Va'aretz is going on a Gola B'Kadosh. There is a different pshat that some Achrayim learn, some Afarshim learn, that B'Shamayim U'Va'aretz is going back at the beginning of the bracha. And what it really means to me is like this. Yishtarach Shimcha La'am Malkeinu. Who is Malkeinu? HaKel HaMelech HaGadol VaKadosh. Now where is Yishtarach Shimcha La'am Malkeinu? B'Shamayim U'Va'aretz. That the words HaKel HaMelech HaGadol VaKadosh is a description of who the Malkeinu is, but it's not saying that he's Gadol VaKadosh B'Shamayim U'Va'aretz. Then we say, Ki l'cha no'a Hashem Elokeinu, because for you it is befitting Hashem. Hashem Elokei Aviseinu. So why do we say this lashon like this? L'chaira we should say, Ki l'cha Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Aviseinu no'a. Shir Shvacha. That to you Hashem is fitting, Shir Shvacha. Why do we say Ki l'cha no'a? And then we say Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Aviseinu. So Rabbi Eliezer Lapian used to explain this with the mashal that there was once a king that was standing there with his ministers, and a peasant walked by and started saying the shvachim of the king. So one of the ministers got upset and said, "Who are you to say the praises of the king? This is for the great officers to say. Who is it? How does it come for you, a lowly peasant, to start being mishabech the king? It's not befitting for you to do this. Leave it up to those that are more chashuv." But it's their place. So the peasant said, if the king would only be the king of the ministers and the officers, you'd be right, that only them could praise him. But since the king is the king of all his subjects, of everybody in his kingdom, therefore everybody in his kingdom could go ahead and praise him. And that's what we're saying. For you it is befitting. Why? Because Hashem Elokeinu Melekeinu Aviseinu. You're the Hashem of everybody. You're the master of everybody. And therefore every mortal could be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it's incumbent on us to be praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because Hashem is Malkeinu. Like the Miller says, that this says why we have to constantly Meshabech Hashem. Because Hashem is our King. And the way we serve Hashem is through being Meshabech Him. And therefore we have to constantly be Meshabeach Hashem, because this is the way we are Meshabeach Him. They also points out that at the beginning of the bracha we say, Yishtavach Shem Kol Ha'am Malkeinu. It's like in the Snatzlos that even though it seems like Pesukei Dezimra is ending over here, and the Shvachim of Hashem are finishing, we're saying that the Shvachim of Hashem don't finish. Really, Yishtavach Shem Kol Ha'am Malkeinu. The Shvachim of Hashem really go on forever. And they don't end over here just because we are ending Pesukim in the Zimra.